2 weeks into the season and the team's already trying to position themselves for an automatic playoff berth. Good evening and welcome from the county seat of Sanilac, Sandusky, Michigan. You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network, and I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast. And alongside of me, as always, is a true professional. Even as a license to prove it, please welcome Dave Hansen.
Thank you, Clark. Happy to be here. Finally, some fall weather, some football weather, and excited for this Eastern Conference match tonight.
Already the second week of divisional play in the Greater Thumb East. Both Upley and Sandusky enter tonight's game with 2-0 records and are tied for first in the Greater Thumb East at 1-0. It goes without saying that the Bearcats and Redskins would love to get to 3-0 and halfway home to that automatic playoff berth already, but it's going to be an uphill battle in both directions tonight.
Both teams undefeated, wouldn't have it any other way, but already with this expanded conference, this game as important as any on the schedule.
The Upley Bearcats are on the road for the second time this season after coming off of a dominating 44-0 victory against an improved Memphis Yellow Jacket team. For just the second time in 7 years, the Upley Bearcats enter week number 3 at 2-0. The last time was 2016, a year in which the Orange and Black made it all the way to the state semifinals.
Well, could this be a sign of things to come? When the Bearcats get off to a good start, they're usually a playoff team and a team to watch out for. They enjoy having the bullseye on their back. They're already starting to do that now.
For the Sandusky Redskins, it's a similar situation. They enter tonight at 2-0 as well and going down in commanding fashion. They blanked Imlay City 44-0 in week number 1 and took down Brown City by 22 points a week ago. Now they're trying to get to 3-0 for the first time since 2015, year they went undefeated through the regular season.
It's always nice to get off to a fast start. It's a good feeling, confidence booster for your team. They had a couple cupcakes in the first 2 weeks. This will be their first real test of the season. That's Sandusky.
Coming up on your WLAW Sports pregame show, we'll take a look at the other area games, host our media roundtable, take an in-depth look at the game of the week, the Sandusky Redskins hosting the Upley Bearcats right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
In the money when you switch to Thumb Cellular. Right now, if you switch to Thumb Cellular, add a line or upgrade your phone, get $100. The Big Benjamin, 100 smackaronis. Well, call it what you'd like. You're getting $100 to use however you choose at Thumb Cellular. Use it towards your monthly service, a new phone, accessories, a Bluetooth speaker. The choice is yours to spend it how you want. Want a case and a new phone? It's $100 your way. And it's happening now at Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered. With offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Terms of service apply.
When you choose to be sure, you aren't just picking an outstanding primary care provider. You're choosing a lifestyle. Better health, better life. It's our actual vision at Sure. Not just some saying that hangs on a wall, but a true goal of what we do. And it means a lot more than just that, too. By being sure, you can be sure. You can be healthy. You can take hold of your life and enjoy it to the fullest. At Sure, it is our responsibility to keep our communities healthy. That's why we have primary care and family medicine clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and soon, Bad Axe. We want to make it as convenient and easy to be sure as possible. That's where our vision of better health, better life becomes so critical. We're your healthcare organization. We're local and will always be. See for yourself at sure.org. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their 3-truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
I told my dad the air conditioning went out in my car. He told me to cool it. Just put an ice cube tray on your dash over the blower. I decided to take it to Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. I heard they are the experts in air conditioning repair that will fix my car right the first time and at a reasonable price. Then I billed it to my dad.
Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. With fast professional service from Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning, a Bad Axe.
Hi, this is Gary Rocci. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
Tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network is being presented by Thumb Sailor, the Talk of the Thumb, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, More Motor Sales of Caro, DS Services of Cass City for all of your agricultural needs, More Shoreline, Chevrolet and Buick and Sleepwing, Rainey's Hunting Center of Bad Axe, Bayport State Bank, Valley Enterprise of Upley, the McVeigh Insurance Agency of Bad Axe, D&M Cabinet Shop, Upley Motor Service, Ensure, Better Health, Better Life. Are you sure? Sailor and Internet services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor and the Blazing Speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the Talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast is copyrighted to the station of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Doug Cole with your call tonight from Sandusky, Michigan. And it seems no matter the season or the sport, we find ourselves with a journey to Sandusky once every broadcast campaign. Here we are in week number 3 as the feelings of fall are all around us. The summer heat and humidity broke a few days ago, and no one is looking forward to that more than Mr. PGA himself, the one and only Dave Hansen.
Well, that does mean things start to slow down in the golf industry, Clark, but probably my favorite part about that is there leaves me a little more time to focus on football.
This marks Dave's 7th season with the WLW Sports Network and my 8th, but the key to our success would undoubtedly be our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole. Doug travels from Livonia, Michigan each week for us to handle both the offensive and defense stats simultaneously, all while being our defensive spotter on top of that. As we move farther south in our broadcast area, I'm pretty sure Doug Cole may have almost had a shorter drive than us tonight.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, Clark. It was about a couple
hours, but it's great to be at the county seat of Santa Clara County.
There's no doubt about it. We did have a shorter drive than you. It wasn't even that close, but how was your ride up?
No problems. Not a lot of traffic. I kind of took the back roads. I passed through KBAC, and I went through some roads that I never heard of, but it was a good trip.
Good. Did you grab anything to eat on the way? Or?
I sure did. It was right here in Sandusky. It was called Bob and Jamie's Grill. It was delicious. The staff was great. And I had a steak, New York strip, medium well with french fries on the side.
Oh, my. Oh, my. We're breaking out the best before the broadcast here. I think we're going to have our A game from Dining with Doug. It's a weekly segment here on the WLW Sports Network. And we historically have a fourth member to our broadcast team, but Rod Allen just couldn't make it tonight for undisclosed reasons. But in actuality, our fourth member would be Rochelle Thompson, but because of scheduling conflicts and the fear of a rather loud siren inches from our booth, understandably, our game log tabulator could not make it tonight. The good news is, instead of our location about 6 inches from the famed Sandusky siren, we are now about 6 feet away.
Well, let's hopefully we can get our schedules ironed out here a little bit, but that siren is deafening. It's a lot of fun for the Sandusky fans, maybe not as much for us, but we're glad they get into the game.
And growing up in Harbor Beach, Sandusky was never too far of a drive. In fact, my day job for a bit was based out of Sandusky. But if you ever want to intimidate someone from Pigeon, Michigan, tell them they have to drive to Sandusky to volunteer for a high school football broadcast team on a Friday night. Dwight Gosho, our official spotter, also couldn't make it tonight for various reasons.
Well, a veteran like such as Dwight, he's very skilled, Clark, at negotiating vacation days. So yeah.